This episode of Didn't I Just Feed You is sponsored by By Heart. Longtime listeners know that Stacy and I both struggled with infant feeding stages with all our kids. Breastfeeding was hard, and choosing a formula was, well, also hard. We're thrilled to be working with By Heart, an infant nutrition company on a mission to make the best formula in the world. Not only is By Heart an easy-to-digest formula, their formula is also clinically proven for easier digestion, less spit-up, and softer poops versus leading infant formula. By Heart has their own patented protein blend that includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio, just like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. Curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code DIJFY for a limited time. That's byheart.com/podcast and code DIJFY, short for Didn't I Just Feed You? Additional terms and conditions apply. Both Stacy and I have shared our own candid experiences with mental health and helping our families deal with their own. We both know firsthand that if you have ADHD, it can be overwhelming to find the right treatment. That's why we're glad to partner with Dunn. In just 1 minute, Dunn's online assessment can help kickstart your ADHD treatment journey. With experienced clinicians, worry-free refills, and online visits, you can start getting personalized care as soon as tomorrow. Take a free 1 minute assessment and book an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as the next day. Get continuous care, one-click refills, insurance coverage, and 24/7 care team support with Dunn for just $79 a month. And pharmacy copays as low as $0. Unlock your path to better focus now at get.dunnfirst.com/podcast. Done. Turn ADHD into your strength.
Megan, it's no secret that I'm a maximalist who loves luxe clothing and home goods.
It's also no secret that I'm a minimalist who also loves investing in a handful of small luxe things that will last in service for a long time, especially for my house.
And we both love a good deal, which is why we both become obsessed with onequince.com, a one-stop shop for curated luxury goods shipped direct from the world's best specialist factories.
Quince partners with factories that produce well-known luxury brands and that demonstrate a commitment to high production standards, fair wages, safety, and sustainability. They also focus on essential products with low design costs. Think cashmere crews, super soft fleece pants, and the down comforters and hotel quality sheets that I stocked up on for my new house.
I've also been doing some back to school shopping to stock up on fall essentials for me. A new denim shirt, everyday gold hoop earrings, and a super cute crossbody bag. Staples I'll wear on repeat all season, shipped directly from the factory, no middle person, no upcharge.
Altogether, that's how Quince is able to keep prices up to 50 to 80% lower than other brands. Real simple, in style, fast company, Refinery29 and Fortune all agree with us. Quince is a game changer.
Take advantage of a brand new offer just for our listeners. Get 10% off any purchase of $100 or more with the code FEED10. There's always free shipping and 365-day returns. Just go to onequince.com/DIJFY. That's onequince.com/DIJFY, short for Didn't I Just Feed You? Quality shouldn't be a luxury. Try Quince today.
I'm trying to also hit on kid-pleasing foods here, too, because right. Just like we talk about for school lunch, if your goal is to fill up the kids, like, now's not the time to make pumpkin manicotti or something. I don't know. I mean, maybe your kids like that.
What's your beef with manicotti?
Welcome to Didn't I Just Feed You?
A podcast about feeding kids.
Hi, I'm Megan.
And I'm Stacy. Hey, guys, before we get started into today's ghoulish episode, rate and review, and don't pay attention to that terrible joke I just made. Instead,
we're here for it.
Help
honestly.
That we give. 4 stars, great review. Help other busy cooks find us.
Yes. Okay. I feel like this is one of those episodes where we're like, as food editors, we're like, oh, we have to talk about this again.
I know it is.
But then when we get to the end of the episode, we're going to be like, oh, actually. And maybe what we're doing here is like, we're giving you meal ideas for the entire month of October and into November pre-Thanksgiving, because this is like cozy food. It's bare minimum dinners. It is special dinners. It's like everything that we want to eat, but we're just saying you should cook it as a Halloween pregame or on Halloween night as something celebratory.
Okay, so then if it's all the things, why are we featuring these particular suggestions in Halloween? I feel like there's a couple of marks that you want to hit on Halloween night. One is you just kind of want them to eat something because it's about
which also
to be a sugar fest.
That's a random Tuesday night at my house also.
Okay. Well, for my kids, Halloween is definitely
You're correct. I'm sorry. I'm just being a little bit silly here.
So I just want them to eat something.
Yes.
Because we don't have rules about candy when you're trick-or-treating. So it's like no hold bar. Like my boys go nuts. As they should. It's Halloween. So I just want them to eat something. I do like for it to be a little protein heavy, and I'm not like, oh, and fiber, because
filling,
what the hell?
Like, because they're gonna run around for several hours. Yeah,
right. You want them to have some energy. You don't want them to get grumpy and hungry and sugar high and crash. Like something that's gonna sustain them for a long, fun evening that also is gonna be sugar fueled. And also, on most Halloweens, I want it to be easy, because there's usually that like crazy runaround where you like pick them up from school, you come home, like everyone's getting in their costumes, after school snacks, are you going to meet up with people, are you going to go trick-or-treating, whatever it is, maybe you're having people over, and it's a little bit of a mad rush, also because I'm usually getting ready for Halloween, and I take my Halloween prep very seriously for myself. But this year, Halloween's on a Sunday.
I know, which, can we talk about that a little bit? Because what you're saying, I immediately am like taken back in a weird way to that way the like that energy feels of like the kids are hyped from school even.
Yeah.
And they come home and they're like, when do we can like they want to start putting on their costumes immediately if they didn't wear them to school, and like, when are our friends coming over? Who's trick or treat? It's just like crazy, which is why part of the reason why we're talking about strategies, and the thing that will come up a lot is like slow cooker meals, because you don't really have the opportunity to like cook a full hands-on meal on Halloween. But like, is it going to feel terrible that it's on a Sunday? I feel like I don't remember it being on a weekend in a while. And so like, is it going to be all day of our kids just being like, when can we go? When can we go? Like when there's a birthday party, really I always appreciate when there's a birthday party at like 10 o'clock in the morning versus like 2 p.m, because then you don't deal with hours of the anticipation. And is that what it's going to, we might need a whole
day strategy,
not just
I'm
dinner.
I'm the opposite, because I'm like, oh my God, 10:30. And then we're home and it's like barely noon or barely 1 p.m. What the heck am I going to do with them for the rest of the day? I like putting them off and putting them off and putting them off. And then like, like the rest of the day is taken care of.
Yeah.
But I think that's a really, really good question. I wonder if people are going to do a little bit more gathering for Halloween.
I hope
whether
so.
Whether it's pre-gaming before trick-or-treating or instead of. I don't know where people are at on trick-or-treating this year. But I have a feeling there's going to be more gathering together. So maybe we should also touch on some meals that are easy to just make in like bulk or to make for a bunch of people and not just maybe your small family of 3 to 6 or 7, whatever your family is. So that's a thought as well.
Yes. And I love this, what you said, you know, like we don't know where everyone's going to be at as far as trick-or-treating yet. And that might also be a personal choice. Like maybe you don't trick-or-treat, you've never trick-or-treated for whatever reason, but you still want to do something special to celebrate with your family. So maybe we will have like three categories, like the quick pre-gaming sort of meals, quick or like easy, things that are good to share, and then things that feel super festive.
Yes, whether you want to do that in tandem with trick or treating or instead of. And by super festive, we mean like, I don't know, like all the cutesy stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Like
yeah.
Get the spirit with your cooking.
Yes. Yes. 100%. Okay. And go.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just kidding. So, the pressure does not have to be on you.
No, let's
can
do
I
it. Let's do it.
Can I just say we have a Halloween tradition and I think we will always continue it, which is we do a big snack board on Halloween. And it is the it is both. I think it's easy. There is a little bit of prep or shortcut shopping that needs to happen, but it is also an opportunity to be festive. Like you can take hot dogs and wrap them in puff pastry and call them mummy dogs, or make like cream cheese and olive on mini bagel spiders and make it feel festive. Yeah. So
guacamole guts,
put candy eyeballs on things.
Yeah.
And I feel like that hits the mark of like being festive. We can feed it to a crowd if needed. Maybe in COVID times, I make like two, one for the family that's visiting and one for us. And it feels easy.
Totally. I love a snack board. I think that's great. The thing about making a snack board for my boys on a Sunday is that they'll be around. And I feel like when I make snack boards and they're around, I can never get to the end of the snack board because they're in my face and they're eating along the way.
Yeah. You never like, get that very Instagrammable moment because it's just as soon as you're putting stuff down,
no.
It's being
yes.
eaten.
The worst.
Okay. Fair.
Okay. Okay. So I love that idea. I think that's great. And it works for lunch or dinner. I think that mm-hmm. also is really nice. We don't have a particular tradition, but you know, some of the go-to things that I make when I'm thinking about like having a big bulk meal is pasta and meat sauce. And on a case like Halloween, I would make the meat sauce in an Instant Pot just to make it easier, but it's a Sunday. So maybe like cooking your meat sauce, if you want to make an old style long cook ragu or do something fun and special, that could be really, really fun. You know, and then I'm crossing over into the fun ideas, but you know, the meatball eyeballs, I don't know if you've seen that where you
yes.
make meatballs, they could even be frozen meatballs or meatballs that you prep ahead, whatever you want. And you cut out a little divot and then cut a mozzarella ball in half and kind of tuck it into the divot that you cut into your meatball so it looks like the white of eyes. And then a little black olive slice, you know, into little slices. And then that can be the iris of the eye. And then you dot those around your pasta. That's really fun.
Yes. And I just want to say you like if that feels like, oh, that's so much work to do a whole batch of meatballs, you could do like 4 to 6, however big your family is. And there's like one on everybody's serving.
Yeah,
like, that's
totally.
Festive enough, right?
Totally. I like curries. And I think you mentioned kind of transitioning into like more cozy eating. So curries are really great because you can build your own sauce with your own spice blend, or you can get a pre-made curry sauce. We love in my house, Maya Kaimel curry sauces. They're delicious. They're all natural. They're so flavorful. And they are so easy. You literally like brown and cook some veggies and animal protein, if that's your thing, and dump the sauce and simmer for a few minutes. But really anything with a simmer sauce is really great.
Also, I think that's great entertaining food. Like,
100%.
Because you can make like a big batch of the sauce and veggies and even have like some pre-cooked chicken or some like crispy tofu, and then everyone can kind of build their own servings. You can accommodate a lot of different dietary restrictions with one base meal.
Absolutely. Make just a huge thing of rice, and that also fills everybody up, and it's, you know, it's filling, it's warm. You know, if you're feeling like fancy and in the mood and you want to add, you know, pumpkin to be in the seasonal spirit, that can work really well. So there's just a lot of flexibility there. Gnocchi. I'm back on the store-bought gnocchi tip. It just makes the easiest sheet pan meal. It's just been saving me lately. And also you can make something more like saucy and cozy with like a cream sauce and I don't know if your kids eat mushrooms and chicken or something like that. Gnocchi just bulks everything up in a really nice way without having to boil a whole other pot of pasta. So I really like that. You can just buy like three packages if you're making for a big family or yourself and another family. Risotto. We talk about risotto a lot. You actually do a lot. And I've kind of taken a page from you because I kind of forgot about risotto. But I think risotto sounds fussy because you think you have to stand there and stir and stir and stir, but you don't necessarily have to. It may impact the texture a little bit, but come on, it's Halloween night. So, you know, that's just a nice way of making a big, warm, cozy, filling rice dish, and you can use up whatever you have on hand. Meatballs, always great. And I think that meatballs, we already mentioned them, making them eyeballs, but you can make them on a big sheet pan. You can cook all kinds of pasta. You can put another sheet pan of broccoli in the oven at the same time and just have, like, you know, a big feast that you put out, like two sheet pans and a big thing of pasta, vat of pasta, and warm up some jarred sauce. I'm trying to also hit on kid pleasing foods here too, because right, just like we talk about for school lunch, if your goal is to fill up the kids, like, now's not the time to make pumpkin manicotti or something. I don't know. I mean, maybe your kids like that.
What's your beef with manicotti? I'm just kidding. I know exactly what you mean. Or even like people are like, oh yes, you should make pumpkin chili. My kids love chili, but if I tried to put like pumpkin chili with like big hunks of squash and mushrooms and stuff like that I want to eat on Halloween night, they would be like, I'm going to stick with my Snickers. Thanks.
Anyways. Totally. Totally. So like, let's stick with the crowd pleasers here. And by the crowd, I mean the kids. Okay. Burgers. So talking about crowd pleasers, especially if you have people over, it's a Sunday. You can even grill them in the late afternoon and do like a crossover lunch dinner thing. But don't sleep on burgers and hot dogs. And Megan mentioned already the mummy dogs. You know what I like? Because my kids are a little older and they're not as into like the cutesy Halloween stuff, but getting into the cutesy category, ribs. It's not
low-key themes.
Like, you're not making a big deal, but we're eating ribs.
Okay, I might honestly steal that idea. Like, that seems like a great, even if you bought like if you have a local barbecue place and you bought like half a rack, that could be really cute on the snack board too. Like,
totally. That's a great idea.
To that end, I know we both agree on this. Wings, like, that feels substantial, snacky, but also you're still you're getting bones on the tray and it's fun that way.
And like, spread them open in a V so they look like bat wings or something. I've actually even seen like a little bit of black food coloring used, whatever you baste the wings with, to make them dark like that. I mean, you can do that or not. I just think it's kind of, like you said, low key. Another one in this category, getting sausage on a string.
Okay.
Like, piling it up like intestines.
okay, Billis, that might have been too. Yeah, no. Honestly, though, could you do like a whole Sweeney Todd butcher themed board? Yeah.
I'm here for that. I think that's funny. It's great for older kids. It's a little more gory than cutesy. Shepherd's pie is another one that's just in both categories. It kind of straddles because it can just be like a cozy filling meal. You've got some mashed potatoes. You got a lot of like ground protein, whether it's beef or turkey or tofu. But also, like, I'm sure there's something you can do to make shepherd's pie look Halloween-y. Like, make it all nice and pretty, but then like open up the center a little bit. Maybe have those
put ketchup all over it. Yes.
Hanging out. I don't know. I feel like there's something you can do there. So those are my ideas, Megan. I'm done.
Okay.
Passing the baton.
That was like a whole journey. We went from like crowd pleasers to like, let me make a whole themed dinner, which I'm very into. Okay. So I'm going to jump us back to this idea of things that are easy, but also crowd pleasing. Again, chili. I mean, I feel like every food publication in the world is like, you should make slow cooker chili on Halloween. But like, you should. I'm not just trying to say that because to check off the list. It is really easy and can be a crowd pleaser. Nachos. You were talking about meatballs, which got me thinking about all of our favorite crowd pleasers. And that's something like, everyone could build their own little tray if you're entertaining, or you can just make like a couple of big sheet trays one with like veggies and one with ground beef on it. And everyone can help themselves to serving that. And that's like a big, easy crowd pleaser. Also, carnitas or any kind of like putting pulled pork in the slow cooker, something you can start in the morning on that Sunday and then could be lunch as part like something different than tacos. Maybe you have it on buns for lunch and then maybe you have it as tacos later, adjust the seasoning a little bit. Pasta salad. I know pasta salad is like what we think of picnic food. And so we would do it like for a July 4th or something, but like pasta salad's kind of great. You can make it ahead and adapt it to whatever ingredients you have on hand. It's like serving pasta, which we think of as a kid's favorite, but with more veggies and more like nutritional
value. I love
value.
That idea. I think it's so smart.
And you could do like a tortellini version, so it's even more filling. Even do something that's like antipasta-y, where it's like olives and mozzarella and some salami and can be really filling. And then that's one thing I think about too is like sometimes we eat before we go trick-or-treating, but my kids are so like excited, hyped up that they're not really getting very full. And so we will come home and they'll be like, I'm still hungry, or like, I need another snack.
Yes,
and so having totally. Like a big batch of pasta salad could really help with that kind of appetite.
That's so smart, because that happens to us a lot too.
Yes. I want to throw out this, and this is very much like tooting our own horns, and I don't care. It's our horn. I'm going to toot it. We did a breakfast snack board for Better Homes and Gardens August issue, and that we made like a puff pastry sugar bun. I feel like that could be like your special thing that you do on Halloween day. Like, do it in the morning for breakfast or brunch, and maybe add some cutesy eyeball things, make some little cute bats or what have you, and then do something super easy like order pizza for dinner. So like you get your special thing and then you just do something easy so you can concentrate on getting in costumes.
I think that's so smart.
On the something special category, I love making pretzels, and we usually do it for Oktoberfest, but we didn't do it this year because it was like around Brian's birthday. And so I kind of have the itch to make pretzels from scratch and then just make like a pretzel snack board with like sausage and cheese. And that could be really fun for entertaining or for staying home.
Love it.
Again, from Better Homes and Gardens, our chicken and waffle Cobb salad. Like a Cobb salad kind of slaps, as the kids say. I don't even actually know what that means. I love a Cobb salad. That's what I'm trying to say. Cobb salads are great and we don't eat enough of them.
It hits different.
It hits different. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Rather than just like salad, but like give me a salad with a bunch of stuff on top of it. And our chicken and waffles Cobb salad has a hot honey dressing on it. And it has like mini frozen waffles. We use frozen chicken strips. And it slaps, you guys. You should make that if you want something special on Halloween that's like veggie and protein packed. That's it. That might be my list. I feel like...
That's your list? Okay. Can we get to some of the cutesy, like, little kid stuff that I know maybe a lot of parents have seen before, but parents of littles who are just kind of diving in, and maybe it's one of the first Halloweens where their kids are going to be walking around, toddling around, going trick-or-treating.
Yeah, also there's so like, fun. Making sliders and making them look like spiders. Spiders.
Or your burgers, like cutting a slice of cheese so that it has kind of jagged edge on one end and having it stick out like its teeth. And then like using toothpicks to like stick two olives into the bun so it looks like it's a little monster, like a friendly monster.
Yeah.
Burger is super cute. What else? Oh, mummy dogs you mentioned, but also like cutting dogs in like fours at the bottom and like sticking spaghetti into it and then cooking it. Have you seen that?
So it looks like an octopus or a monster.
Yes.
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 100%.
What are other, some, do you have some other good ideas that you used to rely on?
Yeah. I love puff pastry for doing, like, I think that's something you should just start having this time of year in your freezer, because you can do the mummy dogs, but also if you're like pressed for time, you could just roll it out and cut out like bats or gravestones. Like if you have a cookie cutters that are Halloween shaped and you're like, why would I make intricately decorated sugar cookies for Halloween? I wouldn't. I would just do puff pastry, sprinkle a little Parmesan and butter on top, and you make like quick little snacks that can go in lunch boxes and or on a snack board for Halloween or on top of your chili. Like that, let's talk about that. It doesn't have to be you're making a whole separate thing. You could just make a cute garnish to go on top of it.
Totally. It's like, there's a suggestion that's been going around for years, and I'm like, who is going to do this? But on a Sunday, maybe, you know, the spooky stuffed peppers kind of thing,
okay,
where you take
yeah.
an orange bell pepper and you cut out a jack-o'-lantern face, and then you can stuff them and bake them, and it just looks like a cute jack-o'-lantern. Also, I feel like my kids would have never eaten that when they were little, but if you make the stuffing really yummy, they'll at least eat that. And that's where like the rice and protein or orzo, whatever you're going to stuff it with, that's where that will be. And it's really cute for little ones. But also, like you said, like if you can go, if maybe you already have it, or maybe you go to Home Goods or something and you can find some jack-o'-lantern mugs or something like that, and just serve pasta in those, you know, and then yeah. put them away until next year.
Also, speaking of pasta, I know that there are so many sources like Amazon, like a Home Goods, where you can find like pumpkin shaped pasta or like ghost shaped yes. pasta. So you don't have to reinvent the wheel. And you, longtime listeners know this, but like, we are not trying to put any pressure on you to do anything fun for Halloween, like anything extra for Halloween. If yours, it is a regular Sunday and you order pizza and you like just go trick or treating, that is plenty.
Totally. It's totally plenty. I have to say one more thing though, because it's the easiest. It's my favorite. And even though I've suggested it for like 15 years now,
suggesting it. That means it's tried and true.
Love it. Okay. If you can fit it into your budget, go get some candy eyeballs mm-hmm. and throw that on everything. It is yes. the funniest. It is the cutest. It is the easiest.
Yes. Also, our friends at Fancy Sprinkles have their what they call edible stickers or sprinkle stickers. They're kind of more like the candy eyeballs where they're like a little bit thicker and more substantial, but they have like little cauldrons and cute little pumpkins and stuff that you can choose from. And that's like one of those really easy ways to make things super fun. I also love food writer pens, which is just basically like food dye in a pen form. You do not have to buy the whole color set. Buy the package of two black ones because that's all you really need. And then you can take string cheese still in its package and like make a little ghost face on it. You can take yes. a clementine, draw a little jack-o'-lantern face on it. You don't even have to like make a celery stalk on it or anything like that. It's one of those, I like the candy eyeballs. Like you, if you have them on hand, starting in October, you will find 100 ways to use it for October, November, and December and beyond.
100%.
Yes.
And beyond. I do really love having candy eyeballs around all year round. I don't know why. It just still brings me a lot of joy.
It is. Did your kids ever go through this phase? Ella went through it. And gosh, I'm hoping that Emmett will too. Where she found the like googly eyes in the craft bin. And for like 2 weeks, I would just like randomly be in the bathroom and be like, are there eyes on that tissue box? And they were like little planters. I'd like find them on posters. It was
really fun. No, my kids never do that. But Oliver, fairly recently, and he's older than Ella, has taken to writing funny notes and weird drawings on Post-its and putting them in weird places.
Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with that.
And
I
just
want one.
Waiting for us yes. to find, waiting for us to find it.
Hey, Stacy, guess who's bringing home the bacon now?
I hear it, friend. You must be cooking up the bacon you got in your latest Moink box.
I am, and I wish you could smell and taste it too.
Hey, listen, friend, I don't need to. I've got my own. I never miss out on a Moink delivery, including grass-fed and grass-finished beef and lamb, pasture pork and chicken, and wild-caught Alaskan salmon. It comes direct to the front door and straight into my pan.
It is amazing. You honestly cannot beat the convenience. Moink makes it so easy to eat quality meat. Their animals are raised outdoors, their fish swim wild in the ocean, and Moink meat is free of antibiotics and hormones. We're talking the highest quality meat at fair prices.
But you know what we love even more than convenience? Great taste. Moink was founded by an 8th-generation farmer who was featured on Shark Tank, and host Kevin O'Leary said it's the best bacon he's ever tasted. Who knew we could agree so enthusiastically with Kevin O'Leary?
Join the Moink movement along with us.
And Kevin, too.
Sign up at moinkbox.com/DIJFY and get 1 year's worth of free bacon. And then pick what meats you want delivered with your first box. Change what you get each month and cancel anytime.
That's 1 year of the best bacon you'll ever taste, but for a limited time only at moinkbox.com/DIJFY, short for Didn't I Just Feed You?
Stacey, I don't know about you, but I've been in a major spring cleaning mode, including purging and organizing my closet. I'm putting away winter sweaters and donating things that don't work for me anymore. But I'm so excited to be pulling out some of my favorite items from Quince to put back into rotation.
Totally. I love the pieces that I bought from Quince last year, too. And neither of us should really be surprised. We love Quince for their quality. And by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Which means I can actually add some pieces back to my closet after my spring clear out. I love the linen pants and top I got last season so much, but my next purchase is one of Quince's gorgeous 100% washable silk skirts.
Oh, that's so pretty. And the best part? All Quince items from silk to 14 karat gold are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's why I snagged my favorite oversized cashmere boyfriend cardigan from Quince instead of any other brand.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/DIJFY for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/DIJFY, short for Didn't I Just Feed You, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. ButcherBox is our secret to better back pocket meals on the fly during busy seasons like spring. They make it easy to choose a box of our family's favorite proteins that get delivered straight to our door. With the freezer stocked with 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood, there's no running to the store for last-minute dinner ingredients. Plus, with free ground beef for life, we know that when meetings or soccer practice run late, we always have a reliable family favorite on hand for a quick dinner with ButcherBox's high-quality meats and a few pantry staples. That's right. ButcherBox is giving our listeners free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Visit butcherbox.com/DIJFY and use code DIJFY to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/DIJFY and code DIJFY, short for Didn't I Just Feed You? Y'all, I have to tell you about how much fun I've been having with clothing rentals from Armoire. You know that I've been using Armoire for a while now to help navigate everything from my changing body to personal style ruts. But recently, Armoire came in clutch with personalized style suggestions for a spring break trip. I tried a beautiful dress from Farm Rio and a pair of white wide leg jeans from Paige Denim. Plus, sending my items back after vacation was so easy, and now I get to select a new case full of fresh items for spring and summer. Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for a more new-to-you style. Right now, Didn't I Just Feed You listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/DIJFY. That's Armoire Style, armoire.style/DIJFY to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today.
All right. right. Well, how can we end a Halloween episode without finding out who is being what this year? So, Megan, do you have a costume idea? Ella, I know she's a planner. She's into Halloween. Is that still okay? The case?
If you're new here, Ella does this thing every September where she bamboozles me into buying her what she swears will be her Halloween costume. And then come October, she'll be like, actually, that was just the first, like, that wasn't it. I've just changed my mind. So this year she has said that she wants to be a strawberry. But not.
Oh, that's so cute.
Isn't that so cute? Like, she's going to be 10 in January. And I'm like, how are you still so childlike and love? I just love it and adore it. But there was something else. And now I'm going to forget that she was recently like, actually, maybe I don't want to be the strawberry. She wanted to be something that was really simple, actually, and just like involved some of her clothes she already has, which I was kind of hyped for. And Emmett wants to be Pikachu, which is what he was last year for Halloween. And I am not going to fight him on that. He wants to be Pikachu again. I will buy the same ass costume in the next size up.
Do you not have it? Oh, he doesn't fit it.
He's so much taller now. I mean, maybe we we're in the South. It might still be warm on October. We'll just make it into shorts. The Pikachu onesie as shorts. Let's do it. Okay, what about your boys? Is Isaac too cool to dress up for Halloween? And what are you going to be for Halloween, most importantly?
I don't know is the answer. And I'm going to say something that is so basic. I'm embarrassed for myself.
I'm ready for it.
But I have had a string of Halloweens where I've been things that are unattractive. Something attractive this year.
It's time to bring back the sexy nurse. Is that what you're saying?
No, I didn't say sexy on purpose because I'm not going to fall into that trap. I never did. I never understood that. Also, I live in New York City and it's kind of cold. Like, okay, I'm not about to go wear, and I never have been that girl who wears like a tiny little skirt or whatever. Listen, if that's you, go for it, girl. Like, I'm here for you, whatever you want to do. It's not my scene. But like, I have been like unattractive things.
Weren't you a pineapple one year? People would argue that's a very attractive thing. Okay.
Okay. How about this?
Is what you mean that you didn't feel like it was a flattering costume?
Yes. I want to look in the mirror and be like, I'm not just a joke, mom. Like, I feel like feeling good. I want to feel like feeling good. And I don't know. I want to do like fun. I want to play with makeup. So I'm not sure. I'm still like TBD. Isaac is a little too cool for it, but also like understands that like you cannot, I will never allow him to be that teenager who goes trick or treating without a costume. Not allowed. Yeah, if you're not going to even try half a little bit, then you don't get the candy or go buy your own candy. So I don't know. He usually last year we didn't go trick-or-treating. Or did we? I can't even remember.
I feel like you did. Like it was very safe.
I feel like maybe we did.
In your neighborhood. Yeah. I think you did. Yeah,
I think we did. We did. He wore a onesie. He's really into like, just go get me a onesie. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like doubles as pajamas. And in fact, I think he maybe just went to sleep in it, which is nasty. But anyway, like straight from like sweating through trick-or-treating into bed all in one handy zip-up outfit. And Ella hasn't said anything yet, but he is, well, he's like Ella, but not as decisive, but he keeps changing his mind until the last minute.
So you kind of have to wait.
Often have costume debacles.
Yes.
But then it's like doesn't come in time or they're sold out. So, TBD, I guess everyone will have to watch out on our Instagram.
Yeah.
To see what we end up doing. And you guys, we want you to tag us on Instagram too this Halloween. Like if you make those mummy dogs or if you're just throw
or
a bag
our
of
boo
Popeyes
bark
at
from
your kids,
last year.
Or boo bark anything. Tag us. We really, really want to see what you're eating, what you're doing, how you're getting dressed up, how you are finding joy in Halloween this year.
Yes.
So you guys can do that in a couple of ways. One, you can join our community. So we have a free listeners group. It's really easy to join. It's not a whole other social platform. We promise. Just sign up and you get tons of other supportive members and ideas and happening going on. or you can become a supporting member, which supports free public episodes of Didn't I Just Feed You and gives you personally 2 extra bonus exclusive episodes every single month, plus live events, a lifetime access to our private Instagram feed, and a huge quarterly giveaway. You can join either of those by visiting didntijustfeedyou.com/community.
Yes. And speaking of tagging us on stuff, we want to see what you make, what your kids dress up as for Halloween. So tag us on Instagram where we are at Didn't I Just Feed You. That's also a super handy place to subscribe to our newsletter from either our Instagram bio, or you can visit our site to sign up for the newsletter as well.
And of course, don't forget to subscribe to Didn't I Just Feed You wherever you get your podcast so that you don't miss a single episode. A huge, humongous thank you to our editor, Samantha Gatsick. We love you, Sam. I'm Stacey.
And I'm Megan. Stay sane and well-fed until next week. Hey, Sam, what are you going to dress up as for Halloween?
Yeah. Can you get on the mic and tell us and share with everybody? That'd be fun.
No pressure.
Hey, Megan and Stacey, and Didn't I Just Feed You? I hate to be kind of a bummer. I haven't dressed up for Halloween in a very, very long time. However, when I was a child, my best Halloween costume had to have been a garbage can. Yes, my parents dressed me up as a garbage can. My hat was the lid of a garbage can. It was made out of like foam and had some fabric ties under my chin. And the whole thing was foam, and we painted it, and it was actually a lot of fun. I'll have to dig up a photo for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.